You are listening to Real World News.
A view of Uruguayan trade unions on the agrotoxics boom. The optimization of production still gets priority over other things, and if someone develops cancer or if a plane sprays a teacher, well, it's a teacher's business, said Walter Migliónico, trade union leader of the Labor, Health and Environment Department of the Workers' Central Union, PITCND. Migliónico was one of the speakers during a regional seminar called Agrotoxics in the Southern Cone, the Human Right to Water and the Right to Health Under Threat, held at the PITCND's headquarters in Montevideo, Uruguay, on July the 17th. The activity was organized by the Trade Union of Public Servants, the National Commission in Defense of Water and Life, Redes, Friends of the Earth Uruguay, and Programa Uruguay Sustentable. I could come here on behalf of the Labor Health Department and on behalf of rural workers and tell them, stay calm, we'll sort it out, but I can't. The fact is, we are quite vulnerable to confront this issue, said Migliónico. He explained that in the rural areas, there are three or four places that we have strong trade unions that have been able to at least ask for the equipment to spray agrotoxics. The trade union leader said the regulation, something the agronomists ignore, is clear and it mentions important preventive measures in order of priority, substituting chemical products, modifying the process, isolating the process, when the personal protection will be used as a provisional supplementary measure if the other measures fail in terms of sources of pollution and the forms spreading it. But the compliance with the rules does not matter, regretted Migliónico.
You are listening to Real World News.